San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, November 29, 2020. Today's lesson is Count Your Blessings with Reverend Mark Obkamp.
Thank you, Dr. Connie, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am so blessed to be here today. How about each of you?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
You know, today is a very, very special day at San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. Not only do we get to look back at the year that is almost past by receiving the intentions that we set in January, we also get to start our center celebration of the season of Advent. So for a moment, I would like you to shift your attention and energy to the anticipation of a coming, an arrival. Indeed, the holy days have arrived. So this time of year offers all of us here to celebrate the unity and diversity of our spiritual community. As most of you probably know, we are a New Thought interfaith community, recognizing the many paths that lead to a happy, healthy, prosperous, and creative life. And for those who celebrate the Christmas tradition, today we shall be celebrating the first Sunday of the Advent season. This season is celebrated on the four consecutive Sundays before Christmas. And if it seems to come a little early this year, it is. Somehow it just seems to be how our Gregorian calendar has come up this year. So what does the word Advent mean? It means to arrive, or to have something come into being. In the secular lexicon, Advent is spelled with a small a, which means the start of something, or something coming into being, such as the advent of space travel, or the advent of the computer. It has been generally recognized that the advent of both the cell phone and the computer chip has been the dawning of a new era in communication and technology. For millions of spiritual believers throughout the world, Advent, with a capital A, is a representation of an awakening, the dawning of a new era of sacred consciousness. It is a time of preparation and anticipation of the birth of Jesus, the Christ. The coming of the Christ consciousness to this world. This is a time to prepare our homes, our minds, and our hearts for the joy-filled celebration of Christmas. The season of Advent has been a Yuletide tradition since around the year 600 AD and continues to this day. It is symbolized by lighting a candle on the four Sundays before Christmas. The main idea of lighting these candles represents the progression, sense of expectation, anticipation, and increase. Many traditions believe that Jesus is the light of the world. So as we progress through the next four Sundays, let us raise our vibrations, representing the light that each of us is in this world, with growing anticipation of our realizations of the good that already is ours to claim. The four candles that are arranged on our Advent wreath represent the spiritual journey of awakening, hope, love, joy, and peace. Hope, love, joy, and peace. Let that sink in for a minute. For the next four Sundays, we will be lighting three purple and one pink candle, representing each of the four attributes of the Advent season. I will now light the first purple candle of Advent, the candle of hope. I will be speaking a bit more today on hope and faith. But for now, let this be a candle of expectation, a confidence in the Creator of all things, a confidence in ourselves and in the Holy Scriptures. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, it is written, "Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Meaning that spirit is the invisible essence within all of creation. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, for the spirit of hope within the lighting of this candle here today. As we prepare for this morning's lesson, let us anchor ourselves in the truth that there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this one power God, the living spirit almighty, one absolute, indestructible, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. We are indeed all one. So I'd like to open this morning with a chant from Karen Drucker. And when you feel comfortable, please feel free to join along. So how many of you have been counting your blessings a little bit extra maybe this week? I know I have been. I want you to think about this. It's a thought from Max Lucado. I really, really want you to think about this. What if you woke up this morning and had only the things you thanked God for yesterday? What would you have today? I see some smiles. I see some nodding heads. I see maybe a little bit of contemplation about maybe I was a little too crabby yesterday and I wouldn't have a whole lot. But think about that. You know, we have something to be grateful for every single moment of every single day. It may not always look like a blessing, but on the other hand, there's a pony in there somewhere. I know there is. This month, our theme has been living in gratitude. And we have discussed some powerful tools which can help us do that. The powers of praise, gratitude, sharing, thanks living. And today I will be reminding us about counting our blessings. Meister Eckhart said, if the only prayer you ever said in your lifetime is thank you, it would be enough. So during this time, after Thanksgiving and moving through the Advent, through the attributes I spoke of earlier, think about that. All we have to do is say thank you. When we wake up in the morning, all we have to do is say thank you. Perhaps for a roof over our heads, food in our stomachs, a comfortable bed to sleep in, a carpet of stars to lie under. For whatever reason, we have something to be grateful for. Not to mention the fact that we woke up, the fact that we're breathing, the fact that our heart is beating. And that's just the very beginning of the day. The very beginning, before we even get out of bed. All we have to do is say thank you. And moving through the day, if we recognize something a little special or something that, you know, may have been out of place, but there was a reason for it because an angel was sent to us, all we have to do is take a second to say thank you. Think about that. Thank you. It's so simple. When we say thank you, we are actually thanking the creative power that moves in, as, and through us. That power within, which we move and live and have our being. We centered ourselves with that this morning, and think about that. We're saying thank you to that power that moves through each and every one of us and connects us. So whenever we say thank you, we are recognizing our blessings and increasing the potential for more. Thank you. I love this day. Thank you for all that I have. Thank you for more. The universe always says yes. And if we open ourselves to more, beyond what we could possibly imagine, but know that it's coming, we're going to receive more. We just will. That's the way the law works. So remember that as we give, so shall we receive. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here to receive. Thank you. And today we are living in gratitude. Or do we have doubts, fears, maybe a lack of hope or faith? Where are we coming from today? Are we coming from, thank you, I'm happy, or, oh crud, this is a cruddy day. What the heck is going on? Poor me, the universe just hates me, I know it does. Where are we coming from? Walt Whitman said, I think I could turn and live with animals. They do not sweat and whine about their conditions. Not one is dissatisfied. So let's think about that for a moment. Not one animal is ever dissatisfied. And yet we are supposed to be the higher beings. Why are so many of us dissatisfied so much of the time? Why do we find so many things to moan and complain about when there really is nothing to moan and complain about? If we're going through a little minutia, guess what? There's a lesson. There is a lesson in all of that stuff that we can gain. It is a blessing in disguise. And we should be saying thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to learn. Thank you for this opportunity to grow. Thank you for this opportunity to be who I am, to be in this human moment, to be feeling these feelings, and then let them go. I can let it go. If I am not liking something that's going on in my life, if something is not serving me, all I have to do is change my thought, change my thinking around that issue, know that there is a blessing here, and find that blessing. Because as soon as I find that blessing, more are going to come. Mark Nepo said, like clouds moving in water, problems make me forget I am clear. Think about the clouds drifting over the water, and you know, the water is moving downstream, ever changing, never the same in the next second. And yet, the clouds are maybe clouding that up a little bit and clouding the progression. Maybe we're seeing the clouds and we're not really seeing the water, seeing the clearness of the water beneath, seeing the fish under the stream, seeing the rocks, things growing down there, things moving. We're seeing the clouds. And that's kind of how life is sometimes. You know, we don't always see the blessings. I know that every once in a while, I'll be having a day or have an expression of God standing right in front of me, and I am not seeing that expression necessarily. And I am letting their negative energy flow into me. And when I let that negative energy flow in, guess what? Guess what's going to flow out of me? A little bit more negativity. And it grows, and it grows, and it grows. Until I say, hey, wait a minute, and stop myself from letting it grow. change my thinking, change my thought. It's like, okay, why was this person sent to me today? What is this message this angel is giving me? I know there's a message, and I am going to be open and receptive to that message. And thank you for being in my face. And yeah, it's okay to feel that way once in a while. So Christy Metz said there's something that happens when you are grateful. You continue to receive blessings. So I will always be grateful. Every moment of every day, I do my best to be grateful. Because I know, as I'm grateful, I open myself up to more and more and more. Even though sometimes things look really, 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 really cruddy. I know that this morning I woke up. I know that this morning I was in a comfortable bed. I know that this morning there was a roof over my head. I know that perhaps I was out camping somewhere or, you know, sleeping in my car, but there was still a canopy of stars above me. These are God's gifts. These are God's reminders. Even in the dead of winter, there are flowers growing. There are evergreens growing. There are pine cones falling off the trees to germinate and grow again. This is the progression of things. This is who we are. We are ever-growing, ever-changing, ever-green, just like the trees. And I know right here and right now that we all have that possibility to grow. We all have that possibility to receive every gift the kingdom has to offer. All we have to do is say yes. Because the kingdom always says yes. The universe always says yes. The universe always says, you want more? Here you go. But what more are we going to receive? Are we going to receive blessings? Or are we going to be receiving a little bit more of darn it. I hate this and I hate that. Well, guess what? You hate it? You're giving it attention? Guess what? I'm going to give you more because I'm the universe and I can do that. And you know what? That's what we receive. Oh, I'm really short on money this month and da-da-da-da. And my funds are really bad. It's okay to feel that way. You know, it's okay to have to scrimp pennies. But something about pennies. Let me tell you this. When you're walking along the sidewalk, and you see a penny or a dime on the ground, do you just leave it there without thinking about it, or do you pick it up? I'm going to be honest with you. When I can, I pick up those pennies or those dimes, because you know what those pennies or dimes say on them? They say, in God we trust. And even if I see a penny there and it's like in the middle of the street and I can't pick it up, I just remind myself, in God I trust. Because I know that reminder was put there especially for me. In God we trust. That is where the faith lies. In God we trust. Oprah Winfrey said that the more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. It's what we've been talking about this morning. And it's so, 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 so true. I might get into a little bit later, but when I moved to San Diego, I wasn't feeling like I had a whole lot to celebrate. But the very first Sunday I was here, I went to a Science of Mind church. My angel took me there, and you know what? Something in the message sparked me. It just happened to be Reverend Kathy Hearn speaking that day, who we all know is a pretty dynamic speaker. But you know, didn't matter who the speaker was. The speaker was just the messenger. What came through to me was the message. Those were the words I needed to hear that day. And I listened, and I took them in. And it took me a little bit, but eventually I came back. And then I came back more and more and more. And the message started to sink in. And I started to realize that the reason I was in a hot mess was because I put myself there. And the only one that was going to get me out of that hot mess was me. So I started to praise. I started to celebrate who I was. I started to celebrate my life. Started to take practitioner classes. And started to learn a whole lot of stuff. And had a whole lot of stuff brought up that went years and years and years back. We're talking stuff that I carried for 40 years over my shoulders, weighing me down. And eventually, I learned that I had to release it and let it go. And as I released it and let it go, the space opened up for more and more and more good. More and more and more blessings. And guess what? Those blessings are still coming today. And every time I open myself up a little bit more, the blessings come in. They just come in floods. This has been an interesting year for all of us. And I have seen so many people lose their businesses. That is the appearance. But I have also seen a lot of ingenuity, a lot of creativity, a lot of phoenix rising from the ashes to create something new, something vibrant, something exciting. And most of these people that thought they were losing everything are not losing anything. They are thriving. And I see new business, I see businesses closing every day, but I see brand new ones opening. Why? Because people have hope. People have faith. People know that everything's going to be okay. And you know, everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be better. When we step back from the lie that more is going to be better, we often find that we already have enough. Look around you. Think about what you do have in life right now. It may not be everything, but wait a minute. For right this moment, in the here and the now, it's enough. It is enough to keep you going to the next day. It is enough to help you wake up the next morning. It is enough. There's a Yiddish proverb that says, if you can't be grateful for what you have received, then be thankful for what you have been spared. Think about that. You know? Go ahead and kvetch and complain a bit. Go ahead and get angry. But remember, there's a lot more of that to be gained if you keep kvetching and complaining. You're going to be receiving a lot more of that negativity. And I'd like to say something from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Well, let's remember something. We are energy. We are light. We are that light that drives out the darkness. And remember, there's no such thing as darkness, because there's always a little light there. How much of your light is going to shine through that darkness? How much of your light is going to light up a room when you walk in? How much of your light is going to be maybe that hope that somebody needed? So a little bit about the difference between hope and faith. As you sit here right now in this very moment, what is it that you are hoping for? Perhaps you are hoping to get out of a situation you are in at work. Perhaps you are hoping for a new home, a new car, a better relationship with someone. Well, the word hope has several interpretations, both secular and spiritual. In the dictionary, a couple definitions for hope are: one, to desire something with some confidence of fulfillment. Key words, some confidence. You're not fully confident that you're going to receive that, but you have some confidence. And hope is a good place to start. How about a ground for expectations? I hope that this will take place or transpire. I hope that I'll get to work on time because I'm running late. I hope that there's food in the store for me to buy for my holiday dinner. I hope that there's enough toilet paper to go around for everyone. 2020 reference. Think about that. I hope. Okay, well, you know, maybe it's there, maybe it's not. I'll muddle through it somehow. And the third definition I'm going to use this morning is that in which one places one's confidence. Well, I'm confident this is going to happen, but this could happen too, or this might not happen, or I don't know. Yeah, maybe it'll happen. Well, we'll get back to this one in a minute. But from the secular lexicon, let's think about this. Many people think that hope is good to have. After all, hope is better than despair. True. But do we really have to have despair? Perhaps not. Or what if this illustration is just a subtle illusion of some kind of unconscious compromise? Okay. God, I'll do this for you if you do this for me. And if I don't get this, I'll know it's because I didn't do enough for you. That's not how it works. It does not work that way at all. We don't need to wish that something will happen. All we need to know is that it's going to happen. We need to have faith that it's going to take place. So let's think about this. I hope that people will learn to become kinder because of this pandemic. I hope that everyone is safe after that earthquake or hurricane. I hope that, yada, yada, yada. Put in your own, I hope that. I hope that everything works out in the end. Do you see where this is going? Where is the energy behind these statements? It seems to be founded in a belief, a thought of doubt. It might happen or it might not. Think about that. I hope. Like I said, hope is far better to have than no hope. But it's just a starting point. There's no passion behind these statements. No conviction. Remember the third definition of hope that I gave us? That in which one places one's confidence. So where is the confidence here? Where is the conviction? Confidence seems to be founded in doubt. But there is a spiritual interpretation of hope. Want to know what that is? It is the one used in Science of Mind teachings. This definition represents trust, faith, and expectancy. In the Science of Mind, we interpret hope as a knowingness and a quiet expectancy of good. In the Science of Mind, page 302, paragraph 2 and 3, Ernest Holmes tells us that we should keep our minds on thoughts of happiness, which produce cheerfulness instead of depression. We should radiate joy and should be filled with faith, hope, and expectancy. These cheerful, hopeful attitudes of mind are indispensable to to the one who really wants to do things in life. Declare your freedom. All the power of the universe is with you. Feel it. Know it. And then act as though it were true. See only what you wish to experience and look at nothing else. We are not depending on a reed shaken by the wind, but on the principle of life itself, for all that we have or ever shall need. It is not some power or a great power. It is all power. As we do this, we shall find that things are steadily coming our way, and that they are coming without that awful effort which destroys the peace of mind of the majority of the race. We know that there can be no failure in God's mind, and that this mind is the power on which we are depending. I end the quote. So therein lies the difference between hope and faith. Hope is simply an optimistic attitude based on expectation or desire, while faith is confidence or trust in something or someone not based on proof, believing in things unseen. We know that there is something out there that created each and every one of us. We may call it God. We may call it the power of the universe. We might call it the lamp on the table. But something gave us that power. Something created us. Something gave us a mind. Something gave us free will and volition. So faith says that whatever you are hoping for is here now. Don't hope for it. Know it. Live it. Taste it. Breathe it. It is here for your taking. It is already manifest in the mind of God, in the heart of God, in your heart. So don't doubt. Don't hope. No, have faith. And like I said, hope is a great, great place to start. In my life, I'm hopeful for many things. I'm hopeful that 2021 will be a new age, not only for this country, but for this world. I am hopeful that the power that be is creating things unseen. I am hopeful and have faith that all things will come at the right time. Once again, we know that that power is creating. We know that we are creating. So all we have to do is have faith and know that it is done in the mind of God. Faith is simply the recognition of what already always has been, just our recognition of its completeness. So was it faith or hope that Jesus had when he raised Lazarus from the dead or fed the multitude? Now, I'm not saying that hope is a bad thing. All that I'm saying is that we need to know when we are walking in hope and when we are walking in faith. So are you with me so far? If not, I can start over. Okay, I thought you probably were. Okay, so place your hand over your heart and repeat after me. Today, I walk in faith.
I walk in faith.
I have hope and faith combined.
I have hope and faith combined.
In a sacred knowingness.
In a sacred knowingness.
That I trust the power of the universe.
That I trust the power of the universe.
I am aware of its results.
I am aware of its results.
Every day and every way in my life.
Every day and every way in my life.
Now. I am blessed beyond measure.
I am blessed beyond measure.
And I am joyful and thankful.
And I am joyful and thankful.
For all my blessings.
For all my blessings.
With a grateful heart.
With a grateful heart.
I release these words into the law.
I release these words into the law.
And so it is.
And so it is.
So take a couple of deep cleansing breaths. You have just affirmed your faith. Your Christ consciousness is in alignment with all that is. Think about that. You are in alignment with all that is. So I'm going to end today with a prayer from Mother Teresa. So if you wish, become still, perhaps closing your eyes, and simply be for a moment. May today there be peace within you. May you trust God that you are exactly where you need to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May you use those gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. May you be content knowing that you are a child of God. Let His presence settle into your bones. And allow your soul the freedom to sing, dance, and to bask in the sun. It is there for you, each and every one of you. Amen. And so, during the season of Advent, trust, hope, and most of all, have faith. Be thankful for everything. Remember to say a prayer of thanks often and simply be gratitude. Thank you for your time and your attention this morning. I am blessed by your presence. Namaste.